It's been 10 years since Wrangell hosted an Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood Grand Camp. And this was the first in-person year since the COVID-19 pandemic. The Alaska Native Brotherhood, or ANB, was formed in 1912 and ANS 3 years later. Both groups have been fighting for civil rights and land claims ever since. Members nominated Wrangell resident and ANS president Sandy Churchill for a second term. She's been with the organization for roughly 50 years. She says she was surprised to be reelected and at the same time honored that people put trust in her. She says being the grand president has always been a lifelong dream for her.
I've been called to service at a young age and I'm still doing it. So as long as I can, I'll keep doing it.
Churchill says one major topic she's been focusing on lately is protecting subsistence culture in Alaska and supporting youth.
Finding culture camps or, you know, different things to get them, keep them involved, teaching them the sewing and the regalia making and, you know, just really trying to engage with them, learning how to do the traditional foods and, yeah, language, of course, and singing and dancing.
Another Wrangellite, second vice president Virginia Oliver, was also elected to serve again in her role. She says she's been a member since she was 13 years old, and the work runs deep in her family.
People would come in on seine boats for convention here in Wrangell way back in the 60s, and Mom would set up upstairs with bunks and bedding, and people would come in and they'd go right upstairs and they were at the A&B Hall, which was downtown.
She says ANS is important to her because it continues to preserve Alaska Native voices regarding civil rights and taking responsibility for future generations.
My mother paid my dues until I got married when I was 18 and I started paying my own dues. But you have to pay your dues every year. Right now, I'm a lifetime member, so I continue to be Alaska Native Sisterhood, and I pay my granddaughter's dues like my mother paid mine.
Another Wrangellite, Vidal Baker, was nominated to serve as the Grand Secretary. At 23 years old, she's the youngest elected officer and one of the two youth serving on the ANS Council.
For my position on the Council, I think what it means to me is to be a voice to those who cannot speak for themselves.
She says ANS and ANB started exactly on that foundation. And like the other elected officers in Wrangell, activism runs deep in her family.
My three times great-grandmother, Elizabeth Desmond, I didn't know this beforehand, but she was a founding member of Alaska Native Sisterhood. And she was also the person who had designed our ANS logo.
Baker says her biggest passion for being an elected officer is to continue her family's legacy and to carry the flame they left behind. She says it wasn't until just a few years ago that she really got to know her culture, and the annual convention gives her hope that her culture will continue to thrive. The next Grand Camp will be held in Ketchikan in October 2026. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.